Manhattan's district attorney has recommended that all the convictions in the Central Park jogger case be nullified. 13 years ago, a young white woman was raped and brutally beaten while jogging in the park. 5 black and Hispanic teenagers were arrested and accused of attacking her as part of a crime spree. The story grabbed headlines around the world and heightened racial tensions in New York. The boys were convicted of the assault after making confessions to the police that they later retracted. They served 7 to 13 years in prison. Earlier this year, an Hispanic man, a serial rapist and murderer serving a life sentence, said he alone attacked the jogger, and his DNA matched evidence. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
It's not likely we'll ever know exactly what happened in Central Park on the night of April 19, 1989, but it appears that District Attorney Robert Morgenthau has made up his mind that the 5 14 to 16-year-old boys had nothing to do with the rape. Morgenthau wrote in his findings to the court that significant weaknesses and troubling discrepancies in their confessions undermine the convictions. He wrote the confessions differ from each other on, quote, virtually every major aspect of the crime, who initiated the attack, who knocked the victim down, who undressed her, who struck her, who held her, who raped her, what weapons were used. Morgenthau acknowledges the boys probably committed crimes that night, but he treads a fine line between justice and innocence.
The truth has finally come out, not based on any technicality, but on truth and justice.
Angela Cuffey is the sister of one of the convicted men, Kevin Richardson.
Which is all we asked for day one. We just wanted the truth, and we wanted to be treated fairly.
Removing the convictions would provide some immediate relief to these men. As it stands, they must register as sex offenders. But the search for truth is likely to lead down a long, uncertain path. Linda Fairstein, who was the prosecutor in the case, says the DA's reinvestigation has shut her out, as well as the police who investigated the crime.
There were other young men not charged with the rape who participated. I remember questioning two of them who described standing near a tree off the roadway, watching the gang, naming among them some of these jogger five as participants in the rape. They testified under oath in family court when they made statements.
She wants the judge who will decide whether the convictions should be vacated to hold a hearing so that Matias Reyes, who says he attacked the Central Park jogger alone, can be cross-examined. One of the unresolved mysteries in the case is how the police and prosecutors failed to link the Central Park jogger case to another brutal rape by Reyes in the park 2 days before. The victim in that case described Reyes, and a police detective came up with his name. But the police dropped the case after the detective was reassigned. Sydney Shanberg, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist whose story about Cambodia turned into the film The Killing Fields, re-examined the Central Park jogger case recently for a story in The Village Voice.
It's up to the press to say, well, wait a minute, you know, what about this or what about that? And we aren't very good at it either. We get caught up in the rush of things. So we could have looked right then at all the rapes that occurred in the city that week, and we would have found this rape in the park, and we could have gone and found out who was investigating it and what they had found.
After looking at much of the evidence, Shanberg says he'll never be convinced the 5 boys convicted weren't involved in crimes that night in Central Park. But he's also convinced the prosecution did not do enough to bring about justice. And that seems to be Morgenthau's point in his 58-page report to the court. Morgenthau writes that he sees no reason for any further investigation or indictments. Stephen Gillers, a law professor at New York University, says he sees no reason for an independent investigation, which would have to come from the governor.
There'll still be people, some who think that the boys were wrongfully convicted, and others who think that the conviction, though tainted, was factually correct. And no commission, no further investigation is going to bring those two groups together.
State Supreme Court Judge Charles Tejada says he will decide what to do with the convictions by February. But Gillers says vacating the convictions is similar to a not guilty verdict. It's not a declaration of innocence. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.